Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, October 8th, 2025. Thanks for being here. Before we look at some headlines, let's look to the week ahead. Thursday is National Beer and Pizza Day. Nobody has to twist my arm to celebrate that one. Also, heads up for you, Saturday is National Kids Bowl Free Day, so check locally if your alley is participating, and know that Monday of next week is the birthday of the U.S. Navy. It was founded on October 13, 1775. If you decide to celebrate any of these, as always, celebrate responsibly. In this episode, we look at who the frontrunners are in the governor's race, get an idea of how much of a mess it is right now. We also look at how much of a mess Milwaukee is right now, and we have a surprise appearance from a Wisconsin celebrity that typically doesn't wade into things political. All that, and we wrap it up with a quote from the first wine snob of the United States. Yes, he imported hundreds of bottles of French wines, and it just so happens to be POTUS number 3. Before I tell you who it is and what he said, let's jump into some news together. Starting off, I want to repeat something that has been sticking in my head all week from last week's episode. America's housing market was at $35 trillion, and in 5 years, it grew to $55 trillion. That's getting close to doubling in 5 years. It's completely illogical and makes me assume that eventually there's going to have to be some sort of correction. Just remains to be seen how big or small it ends up being and how much everybody freaks out because of it. In other news, there is a new poll out with some initial sentiments on the upcoming governor's race. Tom Tiffany is the clear front runner on the Republican side, and it would appear to be his campaign to lose. On the Democrat side, there is a very full race. There are 8 candidates that have entered the race so far. I challenge you to pause here and see how many you can name. I give you a tip of the hat if you can name 3 or more. Next, who out of that group do you think the front runner is? I'll give you a second here to make your pick before I tell you. And it's a trick question because the polling said that 14% of Democrat voters would pick former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who isn't even officially in the race. There's still a long way to go, but I got to tell you, that answer I did not see coming. Another thing that wasn't on my bingo card is that Josh Call, Wisconsin Attorney General, is not going to be running for governor. I thought it was highly likely that he would. Instead, he'll be running for re-election for AG. I think if he would have entered, he would have immediately been the front runner, but maybe he didn't want to get into a street fight of a primary where anything could happen and he could lose, not based on merit, but something random. Besides, he seems pretty busy filing lawsuits, opposing half the things that come out of the Trump administration. I wouldn't be surprised if he wins regardless of who wins the governor's race and who wins down ticket. It is Wisconsin, so a split ticket could definitely happen. Just ask Ron Johnson. It would be fascinating to see the dynamic between a Republican governor and a Democrat attorney general. Think about how much drama and material that would give me to talk about every Wednesday. It'd be a target-rich environment. In other news, that shouldn't shock anyone, it's time for mayors and county executives around Wisconsin to unveil their budgets. So it's time to play Who's Increasing Their Wheel Tax? This year, surprise, surprise, it's Milwaukee. It's as if getting a special exemption to increase their sales tax in Milwaukee wasn't enough. And after passing a $1 kajillion school referendum wasn't enough, they're piling on their residents again, proposing a fee that goes from $10 to $40 per year, which will yank an additional $2.7 million away from its residents. I don't know what's crazier, how much the taxes are skyrocketing there, or how more people aren't leaving. Here's the problem. I think the folks that have the means to already leave have already done so. So it's reinforcing the cycle of people not being able to get ahead, because even if there is one step forward, things like this steal their progress. It is another example of death by a thousand paper cuts to the people that can least afford it. In other news, worlds are colliding. Nothing embodies small town Wisconsin like Charlie Behrens. He is pretty funny, and he's established himself as something unique. He has a place in every Wisconsinite's circle. He's not quite your friend. He's more like that acquaintance that you're glad to run into, or glad to have him as a quirky neighbor, because you never know what might happen or what might come out of his mouth. And he's branching out a little bit. Instead of Charlie Behrens telling your folks I says hi, he's telling your folks in Port Washington the proposed data center ain't no good. Yeah, he has a posted video, and yeah, it's making fun of what he thinks is a pretty big situation. It is vintage Behrens, and it's pretty darn funny roasting the data center and roasting the city council that voted to approve it. I found it personally on YouTube. You can probably find it pretty much anywhere. I also actually on YouTube found a news piece where about a month later, and it came out maybe about a week ago, Channel 58 interviewed him and the mayor of Port Washington taking both sides of the issue. What this data center is doing is taking 1,600 acres and transforming it into woods, into retention ponds, and computer warehouses that will use enough water for about 55 homes and enough energy to power 1 million homes. On the other hand, the company will be investing $8 billion in this project, which, according to the mayor, is an investment that is 8 times the value of the entire city of Port Washington. So there's clearly arguments on both sides. I think they're worth checking out. And finally, I give you a quote from founding father, POTUS number 3, Thomas Jefferson, the first wine snob of the United States, who said, and I quote, "Difficulties indeed sometimes arise, but common sense and honest intentions will generally steer through them," unquote. I think the key here is honest intentions, and I think those are where our problems lie. Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every autumn color-loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.